just approach you, or how did that come together?
Yeah, they just approached me, and then went from there. I know, obviously, I've always heard about the Players Tribune, and I always kind of wanted to do one. So you know, I was excited when they got the chance to try it.
Another one of your qualities. Were you a writer growing up at all?
A good student. I wouldn't call myself a good writer, but you know, I pride myself on always being a good student.
What was the feedback like?
A lot, you know, a lot of good feedback. I was pretty excited about it. You know, obviously, you never know how those things are going to turn out, and you know, people are going to like them. But a lot of good feedback. So you know, I'm hoping everyone enjoyed it.
Nobody with weird feelings that they didn't make the top five?
I had my old billet brother from Barrie text me and say I'm sad you didn't put me in there, but you know, it was you know, there's so many good players in this league, but no hard feelings.
Mark, just from a teammate standpoint, getting back at it here today, just everybody feeling good about what you were able to build upon in your last game?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone was happy with it. You know, I think you know, obviously being a team of that stature is always big for us. It's big for any team. So you know, we can't rest on that though. You know, we got a big game against Vancouver. You know, they're a tough they're gonna be a tough test, and we have to be ready for to get right back at it tomorrow.
Kind of fun to have the bragging rights after Connor in game one of three this year.
It's only the first game. I'm not gonna go that far. You know, obviously, you know, he's an unbelievable player, and it was obviously fun to play against him. Get a lot of shifts against him, but you know, hopefully that's you know, turns into a little bit of a rivalry.
How about the matchup tomorrow night? Just a thought on Vancouver.
Yeah, we know they're good. We know they work hard. You know, obviously they beat Edmonton a few days ago. So we know they're going to be a tough test. We know they're going to grind it out. And, we have to be ready for everything tomorrow.
What are the keys to following up the other night's effort?
Almost forgetting about it. You know, you can't rest on that game. You know, it's one game out of 82, and you know, obviously we're happy with it, but it means nothing. You know, come the next day, we have to focus on Vancouver, and we know it's going to be a tough test. So we have to be ready for that.
Is that the kind of dominant two-way game that you're hoping for your line on a consistent basis?
Yeah, that's what we want. We want to have that every night. We know obviously every night you're not going to be scoring a million goals, but you know, the biggest thing for us is to play that consistency, you know, defensively, and let the offense just come to us.
It would have been nice from a teammate standpoint to see what Connor was able to do in his first start and goal, and he goes again tomorrow, according to coach.
Yeah, you know, Helly played awesome for us. He made some big saves early, which was big, and you know, we got to continue to play to be good in front of him each and every night.
Did you guys have a sense early in that game your line was going both ways? Like, you just had a real good feeling about things?
The thing about hockey is, you know, you can have one good shift and then have a few bad ones, and it's about, you know, forgetting about the last one. You know, just trying to focus on being consistent each and every shift, and not trying to do too much. I think that's the biggest thing in this game is you can't try to do too much. You can't try to score every shift. You have to play simple, and you know, just wait for your chance.
Was there a sense, though, at least in today's practice, it seemed like a real light, you know, pretty good skate today. I mean, was there a little bit of that monkey off the back? Did you feel that a little bit more today?
I think obviously we're happy with the win, but we can't be complacent at all. You know, it's one game. You know, we have to focus on the next one. We have to focus on continuing to get better, because we still have things to work on, and I think that's what we have to focus on.
Paulson, after last game, last one for you here, that he thought that might have been one of the best games that he's seen you play at both ends of the ice. Did it feel like that for you?
You know what? I felt good. You know, obviously there's things that I wish I could have done better in the game as well, so I want to always you know, be a consistent player each and every day. I want to you know, focus on every aspect and not rest on one game. It's over and done with now, and now I have to focus on the next one and getting better and better each and every day.